Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is anyone at the facility, or is no one at the facility, right?
Nobody at the facility.
Everybody home.
All good. Well, let's go ahead and get started here. Any questions?
Yeah, Sean, just can you, I guess, give us the background on the pick and the rationale?
Yeah, look, one of the areas we wanted to improve in this draft was, you know, an interior offensive lineman. And those are hard players to find later in their draft. We had a real high grade on Caesar. He was a guy that I would say we had a lot of information on. He was extremely, extremely productive, tough player. He had starred. And I just think it helps our offensive line. I think, you know, we talk all the time about building with the right type of players, but also with, you know, your defense and your offensive line. We always want to draft to certain musts and needs, but certainly offensive line was one of those positions, and particularly inside. So we've got some flexibility. And I think the obvious question would be, hey, he's a center. You had a center last year. Obviously, we think one of them is going to be a guard because we weren't drafting someone that high to come in and be a backup.
Sean, so what would that mean for Warford if you didn't draft him to be a backup?
Look, every one of these guys is going to come in and compete, you know, and so Larry's going to have to compete, and we feel like you know, we'll go into training camp, and that's how you improve your team. But he was one of the better interior linemen I've seen in a while. And I think we're getting a player with great physical ability, and we're also getting a player who's got fantastic makeup. He's tough. He's a leader. You know, he's just one of those players that you continue to watch, and I don't care what tape you put on, it all looked the same.
Sean, what is it? Does anything with no offseason or no offseason program before training camp, does that change anything when you want these guys to compete at this position? I mean, you're going in with not question marks, but, you know, you don't have these guys necessarily penciled in as starters at, you know, center and guard. So yeah. I guess what I'm trying to say is, what does that change for you not being able to see them in June and in May?
It's a great question. Look, it happened in 2011. I would say throughout our evaluation process this year, we're always grading what we think their FBI or the football intelligence is, and then we're grading how we feel the interview went. But more specifically, back to intelligence, we felt this was a season when we read players, for someone to say, hey, we see them contributing his first year, you had to be that, knowing they weren't going to get a rookie minicamp, they weren't going to get OTAs, or they weren't going to get a veteran minicamp. So you had to, as a scout, as a coach, anyone who was evaluating the player, had to really think about making that statement because of the situation, you know, going into training camp. You know, we're always looking for smart guys that can pick up quick. This is one of these A-learn players. Made all the calls in their offensive line. Really, really sharp. And you feel it when you watch them play.
Would you say that things that happened immediately in front of you in the draft, you said you had a few players, I guess, you know, that you were sort of watching. Did things that happened sort of immediately in front of you maybe change, make you pivot in a different way than maybe you were going to? How would you describe what happened in the three or four picks leading up to yours?
Yeah, this draft unfolded exactly how we thought it would in front of us. Look, we paid attention to the defensive tackle at South Carolina. You know, he fell a little bit and then, you know, was picked up by San Francisco. The corner, Atlanta picked up. Those were two players that, you know, began to fall below their grade. And at that point, though, when we came to our pick, I bet we mocked this thing six or seven times. I know the scouts did, but it fell exactly how we thought it would fall. And we knew we were choosing a real good football player. We weren't sure. We thought we had a good chance that he'd be at 24 when we picked. And look, and there's still some players with first round grades that'll be heading into tomorrow's second round.
Hey, Sean, how did the process go tonight just as far as doing everything virtually? How was that?
Good. It was smooth. I mean, everyone's using this term virtual. Virtual means it didn't happen. So it happened. We didn't do anything virtually. We did it technically. But, no, I thought everything seemed to work out pretty well. There weren't as many trades, I don't think. And yet, everything else was clear. You know, this afternoon we had some thunderstorms, you guys know, and some rain, and you know we can lose power here, so that got us a little concerned. But everything flowed pretty well.
How much did you get to interact with Caesar, whether that was on FaceTime or at the combine? And through those interactions, what was the quality that maybe stood out for you the most?
Well, We had opportunities, number one, at the combine. Number two.
Hey, fellas, that's all for tonight. We'll reconvene. I'll send out
Jeff.
An invitation to join WebEx 2 and WebEx 1 for those who are on it. And
are you guys with me still? Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you were asking, how did everything go? It went smooth and no, the interaction, though, obviously was combine and then follow-up phone calls. There's some people there that we're close with. I worked with Juan Castillo at the Philadelphia Eagles and have known him a long time. And Juan was one of the consultants there. If you put on the tape, though, you kind of saw the makeup, the kind of like every once in a while you see makeup in a player when he's playing, and he was one of these guys.
Coach, where do you see yourselves focusing on day two of the draft? Where are some of the needs that you guys need to address?
That's a great question. I think, look, these linebackers, what's left of them, I think we'll go pretty quick. There's still some receivers, I'm sure, that are going to get drafted. We'll focus closely in the morning and really begin to. We've already kind of have a second cloud. But the problem is, you know, tonight we open the draft at 24. Well, technically, tomorrow we start the draft, call it at 68. I mean, there's going to be a whole second round and then into the third round. Now, that's not to say that we couldn't move forward, and we'll look to do that if the right player's there. So I think, look, we know we've got a need position at linebacker, and we've got to fill that some way, shape, or form. Now, it may not be through the draft, but it would be nice if we could fill it through the draft. And then, you know, we've done a good job in years past now, in the last 4 or 5 years. The first round's over with, but this is where you get to define how your draft class is, and whether it's the second round, the third round, the fourth round, our fifth or sixth, we feel like there's some good football players in this draft. And part of it is letting it come to you and understanding the grade. And then the other part of it is identifying maybe someone that you have a clear vision for and going and getting them. And I think that, you know, we'll pay attention to that because we feel like right now there's some players on this board. I know that when I look over here that we'd all love to have. But part of it's being patient. So tomorrow's rounds 2 and 3. There'll be a little less time. I don't anticipate us being stressed, but again, there'll be a little less time than tonight.
Sean, you said you were you guys wanted to stay at 24 tonight. Is part of that that maybe if you were going to use the trade capital, maybe getting into round two would be the place to use it?
Well, we discussed that. You know, look, we discussed backing up even. Look, heading into this draft, you kind of have these discussions. And there were, you know, a couple players that we said if they fall enough, we'd have an interest to go get. But when you say that, I'm not talking about 24 to 6 or to 8 or to, you know, really more 24 to 21 or 24 to, you know, in within range where you're not giving up too much draft capital. And the same thing then takes place relative to, all right, are we comfortable going back 4 or 5 spots? And as the draft unfolded, I said this at the beginning, no one knows where the quarterbacks or how that's going to really shape out, but we felt like this draft unfolded exactly how we saw it. Now we saw the Oklahoma receiver getting picked maybe a little earlier than he did, but by the time it got to the pick in front of us, 2 picks in front of us to our pick, that was pretty much every time we mocked this thing or went through the mocks, we kind of expected it to be right where it was at, and we were comfortable and we felt good about that.
Hey, Sean, Steve. Hey, did you talk to Caesar about moving to guard on the phone?
No, we just drafted him, told him he's coming to the Saints to play offensive line, and then we'll let it sort out. And then we warned him about you guys when you talked to him and that you guys would try to pin him down to guard and center. And then that way he couldn't say, like he could actually tell you guys the truth. I got no clue what the coach was talking about other than center guard.
I got it. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach.
We'll see you tomorrow.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.